This is Ted Kennedy. One of the worst ideas in years on health care is coming down the pike from the Reagan administration. Their scheme to turn the National Institutes of Health over to the private sector. Does Senator Al Simpson think it's a turkey too? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, I know you're a nut for right-wing ideology, but even you must be holding your nose over the Reagan administration's preposterous plan to privatize the National Institutes of Health. NIH is a national resource. It's unmatched in the quality of the biomedical research it conducts itself and funds for others. No nation in the world rivals it, and every nation envies America for creating it. Yet for 7 years, the Reagan administration has been trying to slash the NIH budget. Now they want to dismantle it altogether by turning it over to the private sector. That's privatization run amok, Al. NIH ain't broke, and you right-wingers shouldn't try to fix it.
Slow down there, Ted. You chatter away about the value of the National Institutes of Health, but what are you doing to protect them from drowning in a cumbersome bureaucracy complicated by loss of federal resources? Turning it over to the private sector might be helpful. As part of this federal government, the NIH is overwhelmed by bureaucratic limitations. Just recently, one of the Institute's world-renowned AIDS researchers was ready to move on to the private sector. But who could blame him for wanting to escape the limitations on personnel and pay? I'm as skeptical as you are about any plan that would dismantle or permanently harm one of our country's greatest research organizations. But turning the NIH into a freestanding institution just might serve to attract and retain some fine scientists and maintain that NIH reputation for excellence. It's worth a look. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for acid rain legislation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.